Welcome to FPL here on Ecstatic Radio. We are available on iTunes and Podbean. I'm Henry Rivera here for another episode of FPL. Sorry about the long hiatus. I've been trying to keep the people entertained by practically making the Instagram page a meme page, pretty much. But the good thing about the long hiatus is we got some new music from newer bands and some of our old friends, including this one. This is Warboy with some new stuff. Decline. About some massive brain damage.
We're back to back. We gotta show. We eat at dawn. This is another. care, bro.
Sweet, bro.
Now, game one of the World Series is a couple days away, and it's going to be the Nationals and the Astros, which is a pretty decent matchup. You know, they have very good pitching and everything, but if you don't know, I'm a big-time Dodger fan and very disappointed about how the season ended. They lost game five and to the Nationals, which I knew from the beginning they were going to be the toughest team in the National League, but now everybody's saying, who should we blame? Should we blame Kershaw because he gave up those two home runs? Should we blame the hitting? Should we blame Dave Roberts? What's going on here? And for those who say we should blame Dave Roberts, I agree. There was no need to put Kershaw in there. Not a reason at all. And especially from his history, I don't know what he was thinking. And then not even just that. I mean, you have the bases loaded in the ninth inning with Joe Kelly up on the mound. And you're going to keep him there. And that's where the grand slam came in. Instead, I would have done it. I would just put Kenley Jansen. I mean, I know he hasn't been the same or anything like that, but I mean, come on, dude. Either way, Dodger fans and Dodger players were like, what the f*** just happened here, you know? And, well, all we could do is just, the only thing I like about my Dodgers not being in the World Series is it's stress-free, you know? I could just watch it and just talk shit and do whatever the fuck I want and all that. So, that's probably the best part about your team not being in the World Series. But let's keep the music going. This next band is the Oi Scouts.
I never, ever, never, but I got another fight. No, no.
strike and the burn.
War is sick, war is sick.
Don't kill like each other.
War is sick, war is sick.
No greed, no power.
War is sick, war is sick.
God to book out, war fucking sick.
Do it. We'll be right back. get put down.
Risk with their songs Strength in Numbers and Talk Shit Get Hit. All right, now it's time for some News X over here. Let's start off with this one. Penis-shaped subtropical storm Melissa arouses commentary on Twitter. Subtropical storm Melissa is just making its way into the Atlantic off the New England coast, but it's already arousing a lot of interest thanks to its unique shape. That's because the projected storm track looks like a cheeky adolescent hurriedly scribbled a penis onto a gym wall. Except the cheeky adolescent is, in this case, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, and the gym wall is actually the Atlantic Ocean. Yes, as soon as the NOAA photo of subtropical storm Melissa was posted on Friday, it immediately aroused some Okay, now he's using a lot of arousing stuff. I get it. We get it. But yeah, you know, it looks like a penis or like a little bong or something like that. There's some tweets saying, did Trump draw this? That's a good one. On Christmas, Eric Trump says we're saying Merry Christmas in October. Of course, we all know Eric Trump, the son of President Donald Trump, warmed up the crowd at a campaign event in Minnesota on Thursday by bypassing both Halloween and Thanksgiving and charging straight for Christmas. "We're gonna say Merry Christmas again," he said. He then corrected himself, "We are saying Merry Christmas again." Here it is, another fake conspiracy that people are trying to destroy Christmas. It's the same thing as, I guess, people who like to celebrate Halloween on October 1st, and it's still not all the way to October 31st, and people like to celebrate Christmas in November, but I guess he's really trying to start something out of nothing. The president has repeatedly credited himself for the renewed use of the phrase, despite the fact that it hadn't fallen out of a favor, and despite the fact that he and those around him, as well as Trump family properties, have often favored the more inclusive Happy Holidays over the years. Ever Trump's Ollie Time Christmas shout-out, coming 3 weeks before Halloween and 7 weeks before Thanksgiving, led to some holiday jeers on Twitter. "Very important update. The war on Christmas has begun before Halloween this year. Eric Trump is still campaigning on saying Merry Christmas again. Can't stand it when I go into stores for Halloween decorations. They're already playing War on Christmas carols." "I typically don't participate with the War on Christmas until after Halloween." "I haven't even decorated for Halloween." Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the same here. "The stupid one is still fighting the non-existent Merry Christmas battle on October 10th because he's the stupid one." So as long as we're talking about the president still, how about this one? Donald Trump bandies about the term fake news so much, it's no surprise the Oxford English Dictionary is now recognizing it as an official word. However, the OED doesn't want the president to take credit for coining the term, which it says has been around for more than a century. The OED announced the real news about fake news on Twitter Wednesday morning and offered a bit of history to boot. An old entry in the October update to the OED is the term fake news. Although it was popularized in 2016 during the U.S. presidential election campaign, did you know that fake news can be dated back to the 1890? And then there's a whole stuff about it. Other words that finally made the cut in the OED include slam dunk, promposal, never heard of that one, and circle jerk. Oh, all right, punks know about that. Trump may have not coined fake news, but he's continuing to add strange new words to his own personal dictionary, including the latest, witch. I don't know that word. I don't know what the hell you're trying to say with that. Alright, let's get away from Donald Trump for a bit. How about this one? Brazilian drug trafficker tries to escape prison disguised as his daughter. When visiting hours ended at a prison outside Rio de Janeiro, a young woman made her way toward the exit before guards took a second look and pulled her aside. Wait a minute, yeah, it looks kind of creepy. Turns out she wasn't a woman at all, but a well-known male drug trafficker. Calvino da Silva was sentenced to 73 years and 10 months in prison. His escape plan, prison authorities told local media, was to have his 19-year-old daughter visit the prison known as the Bangu 3, disguise himself as her, and then leave her behind in his place. It might have worked, but authorities say the woman, air of nervousness, signaled something was amiss. A video released by a local lawmaker shows the odd, slightly creepy reveal. Yeah, it's weird. First, it shows that might appear to be a young woman with the long black hair wearing glasses and a pink shirt with images of donuts. One of the guards takes off her glasses and lifts off the black wig, revealing a strangely smooth head. And the person in disguise peels off the pink shirt and a bra, revealing a muscular male frame with arm tattoos. Then the person grabs what is now clearly a silicone mask and pulls it over his head. Ugh. Underneath is a man in his 40s wearing a buzz cut, blinking indignantly. Oh man, I can't say that word. When asked, he says his name. Yeah, there's like a little Twitter post about it. Yeah, that's weird. The Silva, nicknamed by Xeno, which means shorty, was leader of the Red Command, which the Associated Press calls one of the most powerful criminal groups in Brazil that control drug trafficking in a large part of Rio. Yep, well, that'll do it for News X. I'm just creeped out by that. So let's get the music going. This next band, we've seen them before. We heard of them before. The Nuke Proofs with Bad Decisions and Smile. That's new music.
Thank you.
New movie out there everybody's talking about, of course, and it's Joker, and I got to see it. And if you haven't seen it, I think you should see it, you know, regardless if you're a comic book fan or not, because it's really not really a comic book movie, you know, it's more a political movie. It kind of reminds me of Taxi Driver in a way, but it talks a lot about one of the biggest problems this country has, and that's mental health. And how we don't know how to, or we know how to deal with it, we're just not doing it, or we don't care too much for people suffering. So, and, you know, about the movie, you know, there's so many things you could think about. I like to just keep it as what you saw. You know, a lot of people saying, like, oh, maybe he died at, well, oh, I don't want to spoil it. Nobody died. I mean, maybe he died. Yeah, I just said too much. I'm just going to leave it for the next episode, and if you want to say something about it, you know, comment on this post on Instagram or something like that. But I'll leave it with one more song. This one's by another old buddies of ours, MK77, with Native Extinction.